From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyan Muslims defy terrorists. Islamist gunmen ambushed a bus traveling from Nairobi to Mandera, Kenya on Monday and demanded that passengers separate into groups of Christians and Muslims. But Muslim passengers refused these orders, protecting their Christian counterparts. Witnesses say some Muslim passengers gave headscarves to non-Muslims to help conceal their identities. The gunmen soon left. Nairobi resident Mohamed says the show of solidarity demonstrates the Kenyan spirit.
And from now, we the Muslims will be the forefront to fight terrorism. You don't need to kill a brother of mine or my teacher or a doctor who is treating you. Somebody is coming, then separating you into two different religions, killing one and leaving other. That one is a coward attack, and the Muslim community must confront that. What they did was a heroic, and we really welcome it, and that is what we believe on.
Mr. Muhammad says the attack was un-Islamic.
Islam has nothing to do with terrorism.
Al-Shabaab has staged a number of deadly attacks in Kenya since 2011. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters on Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the Islamic Caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi. Rad Kashi is a local journalist who says many people have managed to flee, but those who couldn't are currently being used by ISIS to deter Iraqi forces and international coalition warplanes from targeting ISIS bases inside Ramadi. Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in a few days. This is VOA News.